Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We'll begin Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Amrli Rav Masna Labaya Atam Lehava Tartis Sarahavin. So he asks a question. The Mishnah says Shtaim Shein Arba Bifnim, Shtaim Shein Arba Bechutz. So four and four, there's a total of eight. Why are there only eight cases? There should be 12 cases. There's 12 cases over here because we're saying that the Mishnah is listing Hoitzo and Achnosa plus the Darabonins of Hoitzo Achnosa. So you have the four Derises, two cases of Hoitzo, two of Achnosa. You have the Hoitzo of the Ani and the Hoitzo of the Balabais and Achnosa of each of them. So there's four. And then there are the Darabonans, there's the Akira without the Hanocha. But there's also the Hanocha without the Akira. So why is there only eight? There should be 12 cases. You have really eight Darabonans. You have each one of the Ani and the Balabais that does either the Akira, he does part, he doesn't do the complete Melocha, he does the Akira without the Hanocha, or the Hanocha without the Akira. And that's both by the Ani, both by the Balabais, both by Achnosa, both by Itzo. So there should be 12 cases, not only 8 cases. Well, if you're going to include all of the cases, there's even more than 12, there's 16. Because in the very first case, when it says, in the first cases in the Mishnah, when it says that if the Ani, he does the Akira and does the Hanocha, he's Chai of the Balabais, is Potter. And it says similarly that the Balabais, if he does the entire Malacha, he's Chai of the Ani is Potter. So you have, it says Potter, where the Ani does the complete Achnosa, and he's Chaya, the Balabais is Potter. Well, the Ani does the complete Hoitzo, he's Chaya, the Balabais is Potter. That's another two. And similarly, where the Balabais, he does the complete Hachnosa and Hoitzo, he's Chaya, and the Ani is Potter. So you have another four cases of Ptur. So there should be 16 cases of Ptur. Amalei, no, Harlei Kasha. That's not a Kasha. Bishlama Baba Deresha Potter Mutulay Katana. Because of Baba Deresha, the first case of the Mishnah, when it says the Anis Chayv, the Balabais Potter, there, the meaning of Potter over there doesn't mean it's also in the Roman. He didn't do anything. If the Ani picked it up from the street, brought it in, put it down in the house, or put it in the hand of the Balabais, it was totally passive. He did nothing. So even though it says Potter, even though it says Potter over there, it doesn't mean Isser Drabban. There's no Isser, it's Mutter. So when we say Shtaim Shein Arba, we're not dealing with cases where there's no Isser involved. We're not dealing with a case where it's Mutter. We're dealing with a case where there is are Isurim. So there aren't 16 cases of Isurim. And so therefore, that's not a Kasha. 16 is not a Kasha. But frankly, Morella Baba, the Sefer, the Potter, of also Kasha. But the Baba de Sefer, where it's Potter of Alasar, there it's Akasha. We really have eight cases of the Rabbanans, which are Asar. Akir without Hanach, Hanach without Akir. So why isn't it listed? Frank the Gemara, you're telling me that the Baba de Resha, it says Potter. When it says the Ani did the entire Achnosa, he's Chayv, the Balabais is Potter. There in the Resha, the meaning of Potter means Mutter, and that's why it's not listed, because we're not dealing with cases of Mutter, only Isser. Can you say that Potter means Mutter? How can you say that? Me, Kebekul Shabbos, Potter, Mutter? When the expression of Potter, Potter means Osir. We don't say Potter, Mutter, Vamar, Shmuel. Shmuel said, Kol Petur the Shabbos, Potter, Aval Osir. Every time in the Masechet Shabbos, when it says Potter, it means Potter of a Loser, Bar Mahanit Las, except these three cases, the Potter of Mutter, in these cases it's Mutter. But otherwise, when it says Potter, it means Potter of a Loser. So how can you say the Baba the Resha, the beginning of the mission, when it says that the Ani is Chayv, the Balabais is Potter, it means Mutter? Only these three cases, Potter means Mutter, otherwise Potter, it means Potter of a Loser. It means also Midrabban. What are these three cases? These three cases are Bar Mehanit Klas, the Potter Mutter Tzedus Tzi, a case of where a person captures a deer. Now, Tzeda is one of the Avos Melachos. Hunting, trapping, capturing an animal, that's an Av Melacha. The case over there in question is Reuven comes and sits in front of the doorway or the entrance of the gate, the opening, and he blocks the entrance. He blocks the exit. So now he trapped the deer. So the tzeda was already accomplished by him blocking the exit. Now Shimon comes and sits in front of him. Now, if Reuven leaves, it comes out that the one who's really blocking the entranceway is now Shimon. But we don't say that Shimon is chayiv. He's potter, and here means potter or mutter because the animal was already trapped from beforehand. So he didn't even do the tzeda. He is now just blocking the exit of an animal that's already trapped. So there is no hunting over here that's done at all. So here, even though it says that the second one, that Shimon is potter, here it means potter or mutter. So that's one exception to where potter normally is also. Here it means mutter. That's one case. Would say that's nachash, or a case where he traps a snake, and that's also hunting, that's also trapping. But if the reason he's now trapping the snake is that it doesn't injure, that's called a malocha she'ina tzricha legufa, and this will have throughout the Masecha this concept of malocha she'ina tzricha legufa, which is a machloikas, but according to Rav Shimon, malocha she'ina tzricha legufa is potter. If a malacha has to be done for the normal purpose of the malacha. Now, when a person hunts an animal, he traps an animal, it's the purpose for the purpose of capturing, he wants that animal. He captures a deer, he wants the deer. The purpose of hunting is for to be able to now to control and own and have in your possession that animal that you're trapping. Over here, the only reason that he's trapping the snake is because he doesn't want it to bite. So therefore, it's not a malacha of tzeda. It's not the normal way that the malacha is done. That's a malacha she'ina tzricha legufa, which is normally potur, which means potur of a loss. But over here, because of the sakana, now we're not talking, as we're showing you point out, we're not talking about sakanas nefashas. If it would be a sakanas nefashas, it would be mutter, it would be for pekuch nefesh, it would be mutter. But over here, there's a sakana, which is not life-threatening. It's not sakanas nefashas, but there's a sakana. So over here, the Rabbanan, we're not goyzer, even though normally melacha she'ina tzricha legufa is also mid Rabbanan. Here, it's potter, which means mutter. That's a second exception. Umapis mursa. If a person makes a hole in a pus pimple, he has a boil, and he makes a hole in it. Now, what is the malach involved over here? The malach is boina. As Tosis explains, boina, when you make an opening in a house or in a certain construction, you make an opening. You make a pesach. That's called boina. If you have a house and you make a pesach, that you're being boina. Now, normally, boina means it's to bring things in and take things out. Now, here also, the purpose, it would be boina, because if your boina is if you making the hole to remove the pus from the boil and to allow in air, and you're allowing in air for air. So you'd say that it would be boina. But if the reason that he's doing it over here is not because he wants it for a long period of time for the air to remain, that the hole should remain there and the air should come in. He really wants it just to remove the pain of having the pus over there. So it's a malach she'ina tzricha legufa. He doesn't need it for the purpose of the malach. So it's potter. But over here, mishum tsar, because of the pain, we say potter umutter, and it's mutter. So these are the three exceptions. But otherwise, potter means potter veloser. So how can you say that in our Mishnah, when it says that the anis chayv, the balabais, is potter, means mutter, and therefore that's why it's not included in the number and the list of the Mishnah. We don't say that it's 16, we say that it's only 12. How can it be? These are only exceptions. The only exception that we have are these three cases. Otherwise, potter means also midrabanan. And you're telling me that the anichai balabais potter means mutter. More answers. Ki isrich leil Shmuel p'turi de kalvin mais. Shmuel's case, when he says these are the three exceptions when a person does a maisa, he does an action, and we say potter, it means potter mutter. Otherwise, potter means potter of a loser. That's when there's kavod ma'ase. Paturei de lo kavod ma'ase, you get tuva. But when there's no ma'ase, nothing done, like in our case of the Mishnah, the Baal HaBayis in the Reish is totally passive. The Ani picks it up from the street, he brings it out, and he puts it in the Baal HaBayis' hand. The Baal HaBayis is totally passive. In that case, where he's totally passive, it says, Potter, many cases where there's no ma'ase, there's no action, it's Potter, it can mean Mutter. And that's what it means in our Mishnah, the Ani Chayiv, the Baal HaBayis, Potter means Mutter, and therefore it's not listed. But in fact, the Makarmi Kol Malkum Tati Sarai Havan, but in any event. Okay, there's not 16, but there's 12. There's 8 Derabbanans. There is Akira without a Hanocha, Hanocha without an Akira, both Haitso, both Achnosa, both with Ani, both with the Baal HaBayis. More answers. Betura Das Vide Lechiv Chatas, Kechosh, the Layas Vide Lechiv Chatas, Lechachosh. We're not, it's true that there are 8 derabbanans, but the Tana does not list the case of Hanocha without Akira. The more severe derabbanan is an Akira without a Hanocha. Because if somebody does an Akira, he lifts it up, he takes it down. Now, even if the other party takes it from him and puts it down, so he didn't do the Hanocha, but he could come Lidei Amalocha. Because if he picks it up, and he takes it out, he could bring it down. So it's a more severe derabbanan because it could lead to a malacha deraisa. Those are the derabbanans that the Tan includes. But the hanocha, if once one person did the akira, for instance, if the Baal HaBayis did the akira, now the Ani does the hanocha, he cannot come to a deraisa because the akira was done already by someone else, by the Baal HaBayis. So that cannot lead to a deraisa. It cannot lead to completing the malacha. So the Tana did not list that because that's a secondary category of a derabbanan. So the question arises, well, if in fact it cannot lead to a deraisa, to a malacha, why did the rabbanan aser the hanacha without an akira? The Sfasemis explains because even though in this case it can, but a person might think, he might think that doing an akira, doing a partial, doing a hanocha is fine, doing an akira is fine, and that could lead to a complete malacha. So though, even though in this particular case it's not going to lead to a malacha, but it could in the future lead to a malacha. Al kolponim, the Tana is not including, even though it's also in the Rabbanan, hanocha without an akira, the Tana is not including it in the list of Yisurim. The list of Yisurim is only the akira without hanocha, so therefore we only have 8 cases of Yisurim. If one does the Akira, one does the Hanocha, they're both Potur. There's no Deraisa. I, Frek the Gemara, Vasa, Vida, Malocha, Mibin, Nayu. A Malocha is done. Between the two of them, a Malocha is done. So, in any event, a Haitzo is done. So, why should we say they're both Potur? So, what is now the understanding over here? The malacha is done, so the Gemara is understanding it. Well, in fact, at the end of the day, a malacha is done. A malacha is done, therefore, there should be a chiv. Who's chayav? So, according to Taisus, he learns that the one that completes it, the havamina is that the one that completes it, he's the one that should be chayav because it's through him that the malacha was completed. So, the Kasha right now is the Havamina of the Gemara is, there's a Malacha that was done, Aitzo was done, the one that completed it, he should be Chayiv. Other Achrayim suggest perhaps, Bnei Yeshua, other suggest that perhaps they should both be Chayiv, because the Malacha was done and they both contributed to it. Tanya Rabbi Ma'am Oretz Ba'asoysa. It says, Ma'am Oretz Ba'asoysa, how is as kula v'loy oises mixos. It's it has to be done completely by one person. If two people, a combination, jointly, if they do the malacha, they're peturim. The chiyuv is if it's done, the malacha is done entirely by one person. Yachid also is a chayiv. If a yachid does it, it's done entirely by one person, he's chayiv. Shnayim v'asu oisa peturim. But if it's done jointly, it's done b'shutves, by two people, by more than one person, then they're peturim. Itmar nami amar of chiyah bar gamda nizr kempiya chabura. It was thrown from the chabura, as mentioned by in the name of the chabura. Va'amru, they said, ba'asoysa yachid sha'asa chayiv. If one person does the malacha, he's chayiv. Shnaim sha'asua peturim. But if it's done jointly, it's done in partnership, done by more than one person, even though the melacha was carried out, but if it's done more than by more than one person, they're peturim.